I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I wish I could change the skin, the color of my skin.
That isn't the issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast it.
I'm not broadcasting anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If you ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these
families? It's talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What
culture? People steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
You're right. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart. You can't be flexible. You can.
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture, and I'm respectful.
Well, why do you have to disrespect them? Those that are.
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
By walking, and you perceive that either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is it a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
You know that I'm mixed.
You told me you were going to remove those. You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful. Wow.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. You have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay. Well, but we
and you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not,
okay.
Whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing. You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you could be with them. Every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram? And why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the game? I
don't need to discuss that anymore. It's over. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I feel that way so strongly, and it may cause our relationship to just break apart. And if it does, it does. It's better to break apart now than to break apart later.
I'm sorry that you still have people around you that are full of racism and hate in their hearts. I'm sorry that you're still racist in your heart. I'm sorry that you live in a world that's still...
How about your whole life? Every day, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep with them, you could bring them in, you could do whatever you want. The little I ask you is not to promote it on that and not to bring them to my games.
I don't bring anyone to the game.
Okay, then. There's nothing to argue about it.
I know.
Okay, we got a big problem here. I really don't feel like going anywhere. I don't feel like going to Europe. I don't feel like destroying the whole thing. We got a big problem. Even like someone that I was with, I would stop seeing that person.
I'm sorry, I don't have any more friends. What would you like me to do? Remove the skin color out of my skin?
Is that a real issue, or are you making something up?
I mean, I just don't understand what the issue is.
There's nothing wrong with you or your skin color. Why are you saying these things? To upset me?
Sweetie. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, too. We made a giant mistake, both of us. Everything you say to me is so painful. Do I want you to change the color of your skin? You know how to really hurt somebody. And just instead of saying, I understand.
I don't understand why you can have so much hate towards minorities.
I don't have any hate. I love them.
I cannot understand.
Why would you say
that? How a person like you who's elevated, who's here, still feels above the world, and you can't even be seen with someone in which is considered of a different skin color.
They can be with me all day long and all night long.
I can't believe that a man who's educated, a man who's a scholar, a man who's
well, believe it and stop talking about it. Let's finish our discussion with a period, okay? You're not making any good points. You can't believe this man. That's all I am. I'm not a good person in your eyes. If I was a good person, you would say, I can't believe this. I can't believe that. But you're all lies. I love this.
Look at all this negativity coming from
there's no negativity. I love everybody. I'm just saying, in your lousy Instagram, you don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
If it's right, he says okay. So there was Larry Bird, would it have made a difference?
You're just a big fighter. I could see who would want to live with a woman like you. Who would want to live with a woman? All you ever wanted to do was fight. You're a born fighter.
I'm sorry that you're married.
You have the worst mouth.
Why are you so angry, honey? What's wrong?
Well, why would you bring up Larry Bird? What has he got to do with it? You can walk all night long with your sisters or your family.
I saw someone I admire. I admire Magic Johnson.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's made a lot of changes for his community, for the world, for the people, for the minorities. He's helped a lot of people.
Why are you forcing this down my throat? I'm finished talking to you. I have nothing more to say.
And I took a picture with someone I admire.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think it's nice that you admire him. I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying that it's too bad you can't admire him privately in doing your entire life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here, feed him, f*** him, I don't care. You can do anything, but don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
I don't know him personally.
Please leave me alone, please, please.
I'm sorry. Is there anything that I can do to make you feel better?
No, you can never make me feel better. You're just a fighter, you.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Hope you liked our beginning interlude. We are going to have a fun time tonight. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can leave us your question, comments, or show ideas at truthbrosradio.com. I mean, truthbrosradio@gmail.com. That's our email address, but don't worry, the other thing's coming soon.
Yeah, and the chat room is wide open. We got Lorelai in there. That
going
means
on,
it's
sweetie.
Actually working.
This
go
week.
On in there and mingle with her and have a good time.
And if y'all don't know how to get into the chat room, it's fairly simple. You go to your young desktop, laptop, whatever, type in www.blogtalkradio.com/truthbros. Bam, it'll pop up down at the bottom, scroll down, and there you go. Truth Bros Radio.
There you
Let's
go.
Do
we
it.
Got some snacks in there.
Yeah.
We've laid it out for everybody.
Just don't bring no black people into the chat room.
Don't bring them there.
We don't like them in there.
Mingling in there with Lorelai.
Just look, if you're going to bring them in the chat room, do it privately.
Where no one can see.
And hide their names. Don't be Magic Johnson. Be hashtag LarryLegend43.com. That'll work. Larry Legend. Pistol Pete. Any of those.
There you go.
Kuko's cracking. That'll work.
We're going to let you know now.
Yeah.
You kind of know where the terrible truth is going, and it's terrible.
It ain't going. That's just it. We're going to go in on Donald T. Sterling. That's the man's name. L.A. Clippers owner.
All that glitters.
Now, look, check it out. Second hour, we were supposed to talk about, hey, when is, when is too early, whatever the case. If, hey, do you hold out or not? I'm just paraphrasing. But if this goes as planned, look
and
out,
that
world.
It depends on you guys out there. 818-514-1202. We want to hear from you.
No doubt.
We want to hear everything you got to say, because this dropped like a bombshell this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And shouts out, look, first things first, shouts out, I really, really admire what the Clipper players did on
no
the
doubt.
Game. They're
no
not
doubt.
That, look, a lot of people, well, we're going to get into that. I don't know if you want to get into, jump right into that right now as far as talking about the Clipper players or whatever.
Who you want to holler at?
Well, real quick, just want to shout out to my friend Mookie. I know she's listening. To Ron, what's happening? I know you're listening, man. Appreciate that. And we got Lorelai in the building. And to my boy Corey and Corey Sosa, my little brother, my cousin Lamar.
There you go.
What's happening, y'all? I know y'all listening.
Birthdays.
For DJs, B-Days, quite simply one person, to my mom, man. Happy birthday, Mom. She will be turning 50 on May 2nd. She doesn't look a day over 30.
There
I
you
kid
go.
You not. So happy birthday, Mom. Love you very much.
All right. Now with all of that out the way, we're not even going to play the music. Let's just go ahead.
Now, here we go, man. First off.
Oh,
first,
maybe we shouldn't. Real quick, this portion of Truth Brothers.
Go ahead. This portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by, Mimi's Rod Glue. If you down with shower sex, this glue holds so you don't break your neck.
There you go. And what makes Donald Sterling a boss? He drinks Leon's boss juice.
There you go.
She won't bring him to the game anymore. I'm a boss.
Dump him in the nuts, Ed. So, first things first, man. One, I truly appreciate how the L.A. Clipper players handled the situation.
For sure.
The way they look, we're not wearing, they wore the jerseys inside out. The warm-up jerseys, they wore them inside out. So, hey, we're not repping for the Clippers. That's first things first. A lot of people were going in on them for actually playing in the game. Look, coming from a dude who, as a kid, that's all I dreamed about doing was playing in the NBA. That's all I ever wanted to do for the longest of my life. You couldn't tell me I was not going to the NBA. If you dream of going to the NBA, you eventually, being that kid, all you do in the parking lot or in the playground is you say that jumper and you say 3-2-1 and you shoot it in the air and you're winning a championship game, not just a game winner. But you're winning. You're doing what Jordan did for the Bulls against the Jazz. That's all you picture as a kid. When you're doing that, you don't picture winning a championship for an owner. You're doing it for you. You're doing it for that feeling
you're
a competitor, right? You're doing it for that reason alone. So to ask these guys to not play a game that they love because they didn't jump into that because they like it or don't have a passion for it. To ask some of them, hey man, don't play the game because your owner, I don't even want to like saying it, but the owner of the team is a racist.
Right.
I don't think that it was fair for people to look at them and say, oh, they played, they're wrong, they don't care about the struggle in this. That's
right.
Not true.
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. One, these are athletes. They are incredible competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to throw a little historical background in there. Ownership aside,
right,
the L.A. Clippers have been crap in the NBA for their entire existence.
Absolutely. Up until about 6 years ago.
So now they're finally contenders. This year was the first year they literally took L.A. from the Lakers. They're the team of L.A. right now, not the Lakers.
Okay.
For the first time ever, ever.
Yeah.
Now, we broadcast out of Chicago, as a lot of people know. Put this in some terms that Chicagoans can understand.
Talk to them.
Cub fan. If the Cubs finally is about to go to the World Series, and the Ricketts, who quite possibly are racist.
I'm sure.
Oh, they're quite. Oh, if you look at their background, it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah.
If they were to slip and let their true natures come out, I would not begrudge anybody on that team, and I hate the Cubs,
right,
but I would not begrudge anybody on that team to play because they're winning a world championship for the team,
exactly,
for their city. There would be plenty of Cub fans who would die if they did not play that game.
Absolutely.
Going to the South Side, when the White Sox won in 05,
mm-hmm,
if some type of controversy would have came up from their owner,
Reinsdorf. Yeah, Reinsdorf.
And they did not play that game. That would kill me.
Let me ask
kill
you
me.
As a fan, though, and as a fan, and also with your mindset, my mindset, if they did say, look, I'm not playing,
I would respect it, though.
Right. But as a fan, you'd have...
As a fan,
right,
speaking just as the fan,
right,
yes, it would kill me.
Right, I got you.
True Brothers Radio, Black Nationalists, no, understand, hey, F them.
Right, there you go. Okay.
If anybody on that team decided I'm not playing, I have no problems with that. If they all said, hey, we're playing because we're a team and we're doing this for ourselves,
and
for our coach,
and the loyal
and our
fans, right,
I have no problem with that.
Right.
Look, some people, there's people who love what they do. I know there's not a lot of people in America who love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But some jobs, some professions bring a sense of personal satisfaction.
Absolutely.
From being a part of that job.
Absolutely.
Or that team or a particular product. There's certain product lines in America have such prestige that it's an honor to work there.
To be a part of
it. To be an employee there.
Right.
It means something. Case in point. Bowling Green, Kentucky. That's where they make the Corvette. The Corvette is America's only true sports car for the longest time. I'll include the Viper now, but
okay,
for the longest time, that was America's only true sports car. So working for that plant is not the same as working at any old Chevy plant.
Right.
The Chevy plant that makes the Blazers don't have
right
the same feeling as
right
the Chevy plant that makes the Corvette.
Absolutely.
If you ever go down there, it's a whole mystique around this car and the pride that goes into making this car. The people who work there are very, very proud and engaged in making that particular product.
Absolutely.
So it's a little point of pride for them. So that, you know, they just got that pride with making what they do.
And
people who work at Hershey's Chocolate feel the same way.
Yep.
It's a mystique around working at that particular
place.
It's a name.
See, you want to – the thing is, take Clippers out and think NBA.
Yeah.
You don't want to think Clippers. You want to think that they want, the kids never said any, most people who come into a, if you're drafted or whatever, they say, I don't care where I go. I just want to play in the NBA. That's all, that's how it's always been.
0.1% all the athletes in the world who wanted to be in the NBA.
Now, on the other hand, right? On the other hand, the people who are upset, the guy, the dude who said, look, like, first off, Donald Sterling's pockets are getting hit as we speak. Kia's pulled out.
CarMax is pulled
CarMax
out.
Pulled out.
State Farm has said
State
we're
Farm,
taking
yep.
a wait and see because we want to see how
they
go.
I heard before I walked into State Farm,
oh, they pulled
gone.
Out.
They
okay,
pulled
this
out.
Afternoon they was under a wait
yeah,
and see.
Yeah, right before
okay.
I walked into the studio, I was listening to it. State Farm pulled out. It's a lot. His pockets are getting hit. I heard
the NBA pockets are getting hit.
Yeah. Another thing, the new commissioner. This is your chance. You just stepped into what people believe they kind of knew what Stern would have done in this situation. And Stern probably would have gave him a, hey, man, shoulder nod and a wing. Don't do it no more. You know our darks are our favorites. Let the LeBron darks do their thing. That's why we gave you the Blake dark. But
the light dark.
The light dark. Yeah, we call them Blake complexion. But the thing is, you don't, he's going to get hit regardless. The guy, as the new commissioner, your job is to, now the world is going to watch you. Though you do have to tread lightly a little bit because.
He's got to play the politics.
Exactly. That's
but
just it.
It's in all those owners' best interest to pull him aside and say, you got to go.
Yeah.
If I own an NBA team right now.
Yeah.
If I own a team. I'm like, no, can't have you spouting this crap. Notice how I said spouting this crap.
Right.
Because I'm going to be 100 with y'all out there in 818-514-1202.
Press that number
Call
one.
In.
Press the number one to join
I
the
believe all them owners sit around with steak dinners, and this is how they feel.
Oh, no doubt.
I believe if you're a minority owner, and I don't mean a minority owner because you're a black owner, if you have a minority share in that team, you get invited to certain affairs.
Mm-hmm.
The majority owners, the head ones with the biggest stake in charge, they all sit around the table. And me personally, I believe 85% of them feel the same way he do. That's just me.
I'd be hard pressed to disagree with you. I only one I really know for a fact that I'd say no to is Cuban. That's the only one I'd say I don't think. If you told me Mark Cuban thought like that.
Because he's so new age, but.
Yeah, I just. But anybody.
I think anybody that rich gets insulated and you live in your own bubble and
right.
start getting crazy thoughts. And you're right. I don't think he would feel that way.
Right.
But I think he feels a certain way about other things. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but that's what anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have their opinion about something.
But
I just don't think race should come into play when you have. Here's one part of the audio that we just played that's bothered me. He said, like them privately. That's cool. You can do all this, but don't embarrass me.
In public.
In public.
Mixing. In other words, 818-514-1202. I'm going to keep throwing that number out until someone come on.
And press that number one.
I believe he's saying, I don't want the world to think that someone is sticking their chocolate in my peanut butter where I stick my white chocolate in the peanut butter. You cavorting around with them makes them think that I'm cavorting around with them.
Exactly.
And I can't be seen
I
like that.
I can't be seen, or nobody who associates with me can be seen in that light.
The former general manager of the L.A. Clippers some years back, Elgin Baylor, had a lawsuit with this jerk. And in court, he said he walks around like he has a plantation mentality.
Baron Davis, who was once... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Talking about Sterling.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Baron Davis, who was once the star of the Clippers
said the
team,
same thing.
Said the exact same. He's like, yeah, dude, he wasn't shocked because this isn't new to him.
Right.
He said, this has been how he's treated us when I was the star. I was the Jordan of the Clippers at the time when he was like that. That's over a decade ago.
One of the reasons maybe that the team has been crap consistently for so long is because maybe all the new talent breaks their neck to get away from him.
That could be true. That could very well be true.
He creates an environment that makes you say, I want to get away from him. Let me tell you something. There's a book out everybody ought to check out called $40 Million Slave.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, the book tries to tell you that even though you're a millionaire, you're working for billionaires, and these billionaires feel this particular way about you. Yes, I will pay you millions. I have no problem paying you millions because you're going to bring me billions.
Exactly.
So in that regard, you're not with me. In that regard, you're not my equal. When the thing jumped off this weekend, the first person I thought about was Jay-Z. Because I wonder in the back rooms when real talk is going on, what is he picking up? What is he defending? And what is he taking? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that as to criticize
right.
Jay-Z.
Of course
I'm not. I'm saying just to be a fly on the wall, he's probably experienced something very few of us get to experience.
That's a good question because one thing I've noticed about Jay-Z is Jay-Z gives me the aura that he's a 5%er. He does give me that like a certain thing that he does. He makes me believe that he's a 5%er.
Funny, he just held up a 5%er medallion at some concert and
see and blew
America
the world.
Went crazy. And I'm like, he's a rapper from Brooklyn. How do you figure that he wasn't a 5%er or wasn't
well, he
exposed
grew up in
to the
time,
5%
right.
nation?
That's what I was about
are
to say.
You stupid?
But that's neither here nor there for now.
Even if he's not a 5%er, he's been exposed to some of that teaching, and you don't know what may have rubbed
right.
off or
and
not.
And that's what I'm saying about being in an area like that. Jay-Z has not made a comment about that now. And I would love to hear if he does say something about it.
I believe he will at some point,
yeah.
But I think he's smart.
No.
You don't have to be the first fool
exactly.
running out to a camera and opening your mouth.
Yes, Lil Wayne, you didn't have to say nothing.
Oh, I don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wisdom dictates that you don't have to be the first person running to a mic to make a comment. Sometimes sit back and assess the situation, get as much information as you can before you make a judgment. That's not scary. That's intelligent.
Yeah. I'm actually pulling up a comment that somebody had read. It's pretty – y'all bear with me for 1 second. It's pretty lengthy. I'm going to try to get as much as
okay.
I can. A friend of mine, her name is Jenny Andrews. I call her Lucy. But, you know, we had her on the show, actually, man. She's
yeah.
a teacher. She says, as I reflect on the racial statements that were made by Donald Sterling, it is always mind-boggling to me how we, the African-American community, are always ready for war at the moment someone from another culture speaks negatively about us. Yes, I agree with his comments were extremely offensive, and he definitely should not be the owner of anyone's team. As a man of power, position, and prestige, his comments were unacceptable. However, before we crucify him and have a million-man march, we need to take this opportunity to reflect more on the way we treat each other. Sometimes we can be so disrespectful to each other that if a white person was to say the very thing that we just said to another black person, we would be outraged. So why is it okay for us to only address the issue of negative comments when a person of another culture makes offensive statements and not when we do it ourselves? Growing up, my mom used to always remind us that the way we treat our family is the same way our friends would treat our family, would treat your family. So if you are always disrespecting your family in front of your friends, then pretty soon your friends will start disrespecting your family because they now think that it's okay. This principle is also acceptable to our African-American community. If we continue to verbally and physically disrespect, fight, and speak negatively towards one another, then our other cultures are going to think that they can do the same thing to us. It is not okay, period. By the way we treat each other, we are setting the standard for how we want every other culture to treat us. So how do we set standards? I'm glad you asked, she says. Funny. The best way to set standards is to stop promoting ignorance. I'll give her that. For example, stop watching or allowing our kids to watch television shows as reality TV and that promotes ignorant behavior.
There you go.
It is not entertaining, nor is it funny to watch black women disrespect one another consistently on TV. Because we are sitting on the couch laughing at our favorite TV shows, other cultures are watching and getting the wrong perception of us. So before we expect for people like Donald Sterling to respect us, we have to respect ourselves. It starts at home. Very, very, very well.
That whole comment. Let's go back a couple of months back during the football season. And Martin incident.
818-514-1202. If you want to join the conversation or have a comment to what Lucy said, you guys press the number one.
There you
go. Ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Let's go back a couple of months back at the Martin incident during the football season. What the player who was supposed to be toughening him up was saying the most disrespectful, vile things and dropping knuckle like it was going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
When he got exposed, we came out of the woodwork and defended him. Well, of course he disrespected that knuckle. We told him he could. We say it all the time. That's what we said to the world, mm-hmm. to the owners. Oh, don't worry, boss. We'll toughen that knuckle up, and we'll use him to do it. We do this all the time. We make records constantly disrespecting.
If y'all knew what we do before the show starts, seriously, before the show starts, we take some of the craziest current songs. Well, let's not say we. Because what I do is I know how my man is about music. Kind of similar in the same situation over here, but it's like with him, I watch the reaction and then we laugh about certain songs that come on. And that gets the flow going for the Terrible Truth because we can kick it off with on a lighthearted note. So it's like women. I mean, I know it's all about disrespect because what he said was disrespectful, but I want to get to another thing about disrespectful. Ladies, why do y'all love Chris Brown so much? Why do you love Lil Wayne so much? These people call you, excuse my language, you got to go there. These men call you bitches and call you hoes and tell you you aren't loyal and you will run up behind them
and
fly to their
copy,
concerts.
Every copy, let your kids dance to it.
Yeah.
Like it's cool.
Think I'm playing. Lil Wayne has, this man, Chris Brown, has a song, of course we all know it, called Loyal. The man says, these hoes ain't loyal. And ladies will sing that stuff in the car.
High five. Yeah, girl.
Because we not. You don't have self-respect for yourself. So the reason I'm saying, like, I get what the players did as far as, like, with the, you know, they made a statement. That's good enough for me. Because, like I said, as a dude who wish he could be in that league now, I don't know what I did, but I know that statement itself would have been enough for me.
Not enough for me, no. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not enough for me, though.
Okay. No, I totally
me
understand.
Myself, I'm on that team. I am not saying let's not go for this championship.
Right.
It's going to motivate me more. Let's win this championship because every game I'm dissing him. I'm dissing the freaking organization.
Yeah, I know.
Every it's us. It's us against the world. It's us against the billionaire.
Now, what I wanted to know
at halftime, I'm coming out on that floor. I'm standing in the middle of half court, right on their damn logo, and I would point to the owner's box right in front of everybody. I have everybody give them the one finger salute. Every night, I'd be like, "We're not wearing them jerseys.
No,
we'll wear all
black. Yep,
wear all black. I'm not wearing that jersey, but we winning this championship.
Exactly.
I would rather go down in history as winning the championship under that type of protest
because,
than shutting it down.
Yeah,
knocking people out of work.
And that was another thing that a guy was saying. One comment suggestion for them to do was to make everybody on that team a free agent. Now, though it would hurt the guy's pockets, it's not fair to the Clipper fans.
No, it's
not. Who likes Blake Griffin. Yeah, he's got to go.
No, I'm not breaking up the team.
No, 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 I'm not.
I'm not tearing up their contract.
Exactly.
It's simple. You, sir, have to go.
You're not going to, and I don't want to know, you have to go, wink, wink, shoulder
right.
nod.
You don't
you're
own
your,
10%.
No.
You own nothing. Go away. Now, if he doesn't go away, now the players union, if he doesn't go away, then the team got to go away.
Yeah. And then
we'll talk about breaking up contracts.
Right.
But the first path is the path of least resistance.
Right.
You have to go, son.
Exactly. I totally agree
with
you there.
You have to go.
I totally agree with you
there. I'm going on the red. Hey, Clipper fans, do you want – you're not going to tell me that the Clipper fans who are finally getting love.
Uh-huh.
Finally on top of the game.
Getting respect.
Wants it. You got to go, sir. You have to go.
You can't tell. You cannot tell me anybody in Lob City, because that's what it's called now. Anybody in Lob City or a Lob City fan would sit there and say, "Hey man, I'd rather you break up this championship contending team to keep a owner here who's not gonna. He doesn't put the butts in the seats. Your Chris Pauls, your Blake Griffins, your DeAndre Jordans, your Jordan Crawford.
He ain't
they are the ones. There you go." These are the ones who are putting the ones in the seats. Now, let him tell it. I'm the one who made it possible to put the ones for those of y'all to get in the seats.
No, you didn't.
No.
Remember that saying in Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't build it, sucker, somebody else would have.
True.
Matter of fact, for a lot of these teams, how many times did we attempt to build it and got usurped out of it?
You know what's crazy? Is. Yeah. I'm thinking back now to not even off topic, but sticking in the same sport. I'm thinking back to when LeBron made his decision, and the whole city of Cleveland,
led by the owner,
yeah.
who said, "How dare you, knucker, exercise free will? I own you."
Yeah, that's what I was going in.
Look,
like
this is nothing new. Oh, Chicago Bears. If you think the McCaskies and George Halas was. Oh, I love those Brown guys. You're crazy. the Marge Schott used to own the Cincinnati Reds.
Uh-huh.
Old woman. She wasn't Betty White. She was racist white.
I could believe that.
Oh, you don't remember when she had that? That's when Deion Sanders was playing a two sport.
Right.
And she right. that was her knucker. Her pet knucker. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was young. Know.
No.
But this is nothing new. It's not that you're going to weed out racism. It's not that. There's an underlying rule that is slowly eroding out of America. You were supposed to have decorum enough to cure racism at home.
Exactly. Now
you're not going to weed out racism.
No.
You're not going to weed out how I might think about you. I see a phone number there, 410. You don't know what I think about you.
Exactly.
I don't know what you think about me.
Mm-hmm.
But in public, we're supposed to be professional and civilized
exactly.
to deal with each other without personal bias.
Shaq made a
involved.
Point about that. Shaq even said it, and that's a dude who's respected amongst the league. People respect his opinion when it comes to some things. He said, look, your opinion and your life is your opinion, your life. Keep that to yourself, though. Now, what he said was, well, first off, Shaq said it should have been made public. That's what he said. It's no problem, and that dude, it's no problem with that guy having his own thoughts. They're his thoughts. That's his opinion. Who cares, right? As long as he's not coming out and saying I'm burning every knocker that's out here, who cares?
I got a problem with that one, but go ahead.
But, no, because we got opinions about things.
True, opinions, but his opinions manifest in his decisions. We can go into his personal history later. We got a lot of time. But his personal history and behavior, he settled for millions with the U.S. housing because he was trying to run people out of a housing complex that he had. Again,
right.
Elgin Baylor. Sued him even though he lost, and he said the same thing that got manifest, that he's got this plantation mentality, like he owns you. No, you own the
exactly.
team.
Exactly.
You own the seats. You own the clothes. You own the basketball. Sucker, you don't own me.
Right.
We're contracted. Mm-hmm. Personally, as a basketball player, I'm a mercenary. You're paying for my skills on the court. You don't own me.
Right.
The minute I feel our contract has been abrupted or it's over, I take my talents to the next person who wants my skills.
Or
like an assassin. That's how you don't own me. You're contracted for me. You contract someone to build your house.
Exactly.
You don't own them. You're contracting them to do something. I'm paying you to do a job for me. I set this expectation, and I expect you to reach it.
Right.
But that's about it. I can't tell you who to hire, who to fire.
Right. I'll break it down simpler. If you was to go in McDonald's and tell the dude, hey, man, can I get a number one? Give me a Big Mac. I don't own the guy's hands who makes my Big Mac. That's just that's as simple as I could break it down to you. But it's not cool for a person. Well, to get on something else real quick.
818-514-1202. Come on. Y'all
Somebody
heard this
got
story. Y'all, this has been the biggest story all weekend. What are your thoughts? Let's hear from you guys.
Everybody has talked about this from Lil Wayne to Barack Obama. You got, of course, Jesse got in there opening day.
Jesse couldn't wait.
Jesse was like,
about time.
But one time, yeah, I was on a drought from my son getting butt loved in jail. They're doing him, y'all. I'm doing his wife, though. But anyway.
There you go.
Oh, Jesse is. But anyway, look, real quick. Donald Trump has said, not his boy. I'm not going to say that.
Go.
Donald Trump says Donald Sterling was set up by his girlfriend.
He was set up. Trust me, I know. I've said stupid crap for years.
Now,
like
question,
the president.
Question. Now, we all know Donald don't like the dogs too much, unless they're being Flavor Flav on his show and doing some cooning.
There you go.
Now.
Or they're Russell Simmons.
There you go. That's it.
Wear that pink, Russell.
That's what I like. I wish I could buy you. I swear, all that yoga, I'd get rid of it. But my thing is, why, and that sounded crazy, why would this woman, who doesn't seem to be a 9-watt I ain't trying to be funny.
Yeah, she ain't exactly the sharpest knife in the
room. There you go. Her blade's a little dull. It's not a blue knife. It's kind of a light pink.
Not a Ginsu.
She's working with safety scissors. She's working with safety scissors built for kids cardboard only. That's what she's working with.
You can't hurt me with these.
So how can someone who thinks Play-Doh is fake money set up a billionaire? That doesn't make – it does not compute to me.
All right. Play-Doh, I like that.
I'm just saying.
Play-Doh. I'm going to pay you in Play-Doh. Nice.
I'm just
Very
saying,
nice,
man. Son. I'm just saying. It's that type of night. So, I digress, people. I mean, are you disrespected? How do you feel?
Disrespect.
Another comment that came out. One, to get back, Lil Wayne, your comments wasn't necessary.
Come on, here
All,
we go.
It was one thing. All he said was, and to commission the owner Donald Sterling. Fuck you. That's what he said in that word.
Boo! Boo on you, sir.
That's exactly how the man said and what he said.
Did you like that? Now kiss me.
It's just, dude, let everybody who graduated eighth grade speak on this first.
Exactly.
Then you get in.
Exactly.
But let the tide
we'll
go
let
past.
You talk about it in July.
Right.
We'll come to
we don't want the
July.
Guy who said something about Emmett Till commenting on this. It doesn't do. That's oxymoronic.
Doesn't help your cause. Makes him say, see, this is what I'm talking about.
So. I digress, man. We're full 45 in, not one break. I love it.
Yeah, no.
I got you. No, I love it. I love it. This is what I'm talking about, people. When we say that this show was going to be on the edge of everything that's coming out. And when we said, look, we keep up with the current events, this just happened Saturday. I'm in the middle of watching the Bulls debacle when all this happened. Oh, yeah, people. And the Bulls won't see the second round.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm a diehard Bulls fan.
Joe King can get his feet massaged real soon.
Yeah. So that's neither here nor there. But the fact that the man, one, I don't know if he's in hiding. I doubt if he's in hiding.
He's not in hiding.
But nothing has been said as of right now about it.
No,
nothing
his
has
lawyer
been brought
has
up.
Told him the best thing you can do is not open your mouth anymore. Let's just let the course, let's just see how this thing works itself out. But like I said, the name of the game, you have to go.
Yeah.
You can't have this team anymore. You are not, I mean, you're not allowed to, you shouldn't be in charge of people. You've got the wrong type of talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number one, just because you're rich, and I don't know how he's made his money, don't know, don't care. But just because you're rich, don't make you the all-powerful Oz. We got to get that money makes you smart thing out, because Sarah Palin got money. She ain't smart.
At all. The Kardashians got money.
They're not smart.
I'm just saying. Money.
But notice how society is quicker to go in on them because they like dark meat versus how quick, because nobody of real weight, except for the president maybe, has come out against this dude. I'm talking about where you at, Republican Party.
I mean,
where you at, Democratic? But let's hear some people of lawmaking status say something about this, because they're not.
I'm with you. Now we got a lot of people trying to get in. I'm telling them what's going on.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll take this into the second hour if you guys want to give us some comments. Give us something to go off of. Everybody's got to have an opinion on this.
No doubt.
Because you know what? That line manager at your job, you're wondering what he think.
Yeah. Because
you're wondering what he thinks. Matter of fact, there's a dynamic in America that a lot of people are not used to. And I want you to think about this. Most people in America is used to having a white supervisor. 90% of the time, that's the scenario that sets up. You got this job, great, Bill's my boss, Bill's a white guy. It's not that it's an issue.
Right.
That's just how it is. Now imagine when Bill has to work for a black guy. Imagine an all-white construction crew and the foreman is black. Imagine how that dynamic must be for them and how it must be for the brother. It may not be the same dynamic that you're used to.
Yeah. No, I mean, see, look, the guy even made some, like, you heard the audio. The guy said it's a cultural thing. And a lot of times when it comes to our culture, we do handle certain situations differently than people of a different culture. I'll just say that. That's
what blew me, though. That's what blew me. Because he said that he basically tried to say that black culture steals from white culture. And that's, I must categorically say, is wrong.
The biggest
no thieves.
Can I speak?
Let's speak.
The biggest thieves of this land? You mean, look, we steal. Don't get it wrong. We steal
you got a radio.
Stupid stuff. Yeah.
You
we steal radio rims. burgers. We steal stuff. Dishwashing liquid. We steal stupid stuff. They steal land, bank accounts. They steal anything to fatten their pockets and get away with
it. I'm sorry, Russia,
yeah,
which is not an African nation, last time I checked, is slowly still in another country.
Wow. Doc Rivers.
False Jews.
Doc Rivers said he's unsure about his time there now. He doesn't even want to coach there anymore.
Doc, Mr. Rivers, rally around your team. Win that championship. Now more than ever, I want to see them win the championship.
I would love.
I want to see them win it in an all-black outfit.
Yes, that's
dude,
what I want.
I would tick this dude off so bad. If I was a player there, I would buy the first 50 rows and fill them with black school children.
You know what I would do? Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll have a
blackout game.
And I'd
have
a shirt that say, brought them to the game.
Yep. It'll be L.A. Clippers, all right, but it'll be a big African picture of the continent with red, black, and green on my jersey, and everybody's wearing it.
What I would
everybody.
Do, the only thing the NBA can do is fine them for every time they don't wear the structured jersey.
Oh, they won't fine them.
No.
Oh,
I'm
they'll
saying,
wait that fine today.
I swear.
They'll
I would, because remember when Jordan pulled his jersey down, it's, I'm wearing my 23 now. I'm not wearing the 45 no more. And all he did was, all right, you got to fine. Jordan played that just, you can't tell me a team that in
the
this situation
team.
Say we're all wearing, look, we'll get a shirt, we'll just get a number on the front, our name and our number on
there
the back,
go.
And that's it.
There
but we're
go.
Getting just plain black.
Oh, find me.
Yeah.
The Mooley's paying for it.
Yes, sir.
Pay him a fine, owner.
And once he gets done with it.
He'll pay for it and like it.
Yeah. And I would love
I talk crap on every fine he's paying
first
for.
First off, that's going to, I'm not trying to, from a capitalist point of view, that's going to top out because everybody's going to want the new racist jerseys. Everybody's going to want them. Oh, man. Got the new racist jersey to match my racist shoes.
Yeah, you want to play that game.
Yeah.
You want to play that game.
Capitalize.
Oh, I have no problem. We can wear the black jerseys, but the warm-up suits can be Ku Klux Klan outfits. I have no problem with that.
That's stupid.
Oh, just stick it to them. Oh, yeah, boss. We got our new, he sent us our new warm-up outfit.
This is what he asked us to wear.
It's a little hot, and I can't see, but it's just a warm-up.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm seriously
Clayton
there.
Clayton Bigsby. I'm with it.
My jersey would say Django. That's what on the front, the L.A. Django. I swear. I mean, let's just be real, people. Let's be real for a second. We all know that this racism was alive. We would be stupid and naive to not believe
it.
That it was alive.
We knew it.
But the thing is, let me just say this. A lot of people have been hitting me up saying that, okay, man, yeah, y'all acting like it's new. Is this? No, it's not that it's new. It's not that it's manifesting to this overly big thing.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Really? Racism is due. What I mean by like, if it's man, it's never went away.
No, it
that's what I'm saying.
Oh Lord, this racism is killing me inside.
Yeah, but it's not. No, it's not that it's new. What it is, the structure that was built because Malcolm took a neck shot and Martin took a neck shot.
There you go.
Built a structure that said, hey, you know what? We've got to be more civil. And some things
right.
just not allowed. Some things are just passe. But it grew this undercurrent of what they called the angry white male. And Reagan brought it out and fed it. And what I mean by Reagan brought it out and fed it, when Reagan announced that he was running for president of the United States, he made that announcement in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Now, some people wonder, what the hell is Philadelphia, Mississippi?
Yeah, that's new to me.
Philadelphia, Mississippi is where the three protest students, the two brothers and the white boy, were killed.
Yeah, on that road.
Yeah.
I got you.
And that's when he starts talking states' rights. And he started talking all the stuff that you hear today as code words, urban this and urban that. Cadillac welfare queens, Cadillac moms, all that stuff it was code speak that he did, and he fed it to the racists to get them going, to organize them, to turn them into a voting bloc. And now they're the Tea Party today.
Ah.
It is far and out of control because angry old white men don't feel like they should be censored. And when I say censored, they feel like they shouldn't have decorum or they should be able to say whatever they want. It's also manifesting in your stand your ground laws.
Ooh, okay. That's ooh.
All of this is built off of racism.
Ooh.
All of this is built off of what this billionaire believed. All of this.
Because he did say in his audio recording that my people, the crew, but the people that he runs with,
right,
they were the ones who said, hey, man,
they
what's up with
him.
Your whore?
Right, right. What's right? What's up with your slut taking
right.
pictures with Magic Johnson?
And
the funny part is, as old and decrepit and out of touch as he is, he was never worried about the HIV.
No.
He was only worried about the black.
Let's be easy here. I'm not worried about his hips running off on you.
Right.
That's okay.
I've got billionaire medicine for that.
But they don't make water hot enough to get black off you. Trust me.
Look at you.
And then he said, I thought you was going to fix that.
Yeah.
When
you're Mexican. No, I'm hat. No, you were supposed to fix that.
Like
where's
what?
Your paper? Where's your pedigree?
Yeah.
Where's your pedigree?
What's going on here?
You told me you had papers.
That said that you got
you
that
hurt
done.
Me. He said, you're just a fighter. A fighter. You know that Malcolm was a fighter.
Yeah.
He took care of that.
You see how we handled him with his people. Remember that. Show hate.
Go off Instagram.
You like the gram a lot. That's lousy. He called it lousy.
I don't even feel like going to Europe now. I don't
you
even
know what?
Feel like going to
you
Europe.
You ruined
now.
It.
Cancel my trip.
I don't care if I can't get the... take the gas out my jet. Take it all out. I am done. I don't even feel like going to Europe. Bueller, get in here and take my dog shoes off.
Yeah,
I don't even want my...
He has no problem with Bueller, the maid with 48 double Ds
yeah.
scrubbing the floor.
Get out of here. You makes me mad. You're making him angry. Get out of here. Sir, do you want me to bite your shoes off this week? Yes. Do your Bueller duty. Bueller.
Go, Miss Vivian. You done made him mad.
You done got him there.
Now he's going to want anal. Now he's going to want anal.
So I'm good. I just want some good old Christian rock music, and we's going to get going. Do you? I hate him.
I hate them all.
I hate him. Like, it's just, when Play-Doh looks like a genius in a situation.
See, I don't have hate in my heart. I don't have hate. I don't. Why are you so angry? You a billionaire.
Right.
And you're sperming me. What are you angry about?
And your wife knows. Your wife knows.
He wiped me down. Oh, he was really excited today.
Girl, you keeping him off me. It's no way in hell I'd handle all that.
Woo.
He got you in your hair this
Get
time.
Get you washed up.
Woo.
Those pills really work,
don't they? You see, you got enough youth to hang on. Mama's old.
And dusty.
It's
he's won.
Yes.
He's absolutely won.
He don't have, that's what I don't understand. Unless there's a secret society.
Yes, it is.
That I don't know.
I am upholding. Remember, he felt that he was upholding the culture. He felt he was upholding the culture.
Unless there's
tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what. Let's take a break. Because it is that time.
Wow.
And when we come back in the second hour, you want to keep going?
Yeah, why not?
There you go. All right. NBA racism. But first, we got another bit of audio for you guys. We got Mr. Sterling's iPhone coming up after this, Truth Brothers Radio.
There we go.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. White birth made you American. You wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Hard truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Siri, I gotta get a guitar.
May I suggest an African drum?
Siri, what's a good restaurant nearby?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I'm a vegan, Siri.
They have watermelon.
What's a good place to hike around here?
There is a basketball court 3 blocks east. Crack rock available on the south corner.
Siri, play my Coldplay Running mix.
Playing at Niggas in Paris.
Siri, play my Coldplay mix. Siri, what's my schedule for today?
Appointment with your parole officer.
Siri, I've never been to jail.
Paternity test, followed by rap battle.
Look, Siri.
Swag. Swag.
I don't get it. Swag. Siri, what's my schedule?
Swag.
My
swag. I thought your penis would be bigger.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can leave your questions, comments, and show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. We check it daily. Don't drop us a line. Let us know about what you think of the shows, anything of that nature, man.
There you go. We got the chat room wide open. Come on in. Make your comments. Man, we got people in the queue checking us out.
Swag.
And I know, there you go. We supposed to be talking about how long should you wait or not wait before breaking someone off. But I guess the question is, how far do you go with your racist billionaire boyfriend?
Or how long should the rope be?
There you go.
Tree swingers? I don't. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he owns the Los Angeles Tree Swingers.
How you feel?
Yeah, no, it's really upsetting me, man. Because you know, it's almost, to me.
Yes,
the kid in me who sees nothing but bright eye, who's the bright eye kid in me who don't see the evil in the world.
The one who had them Jordan cards.
Oh, let's go there. No. You know, the kid who just thought the NBA was the end-all, be-all to me, man. Like, I thought that was just the perfect place to be. And it's like to see it tainted like it is now. And it's like as an adult, I see it because I see the world through adult eyes.
Yep.
But the kid in me, little kid in me who that's all he ever wanted to do.
Complicated world.
Yeah,
it's a complicated world, and let's just go off on a little track for a minute. It's amazing if we react to racism in a way that the mainstream doesn't like. You can't say, "Oh, I understand that. I wouldn't take that either." It's no, how dare you? It is an unwritten rule in sports, not just the NBA, NFL. Track and field, whatever it is, the big black is not allowed to disrespect or go up against your white trainer, your white coach, your white owner.
Mm.
This dude, David Sterling, is an asshole. Let's roll back
Donald.
A couple of years. Latrell Sprewell.
Ooh.
NBA star.
Spinner maker.
Hey, but you know what? I'm not for the spinners, but to design something like that, you got to tip your hat to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say inventor.
Okay.
You nice. Did what I'm saying.
I like
it. May not be. It may not be for me.
Right.
But hey, when they first came out, I was like, wow, that is incredible.
Right.
Not for me, but incredible. Then we lost our mind.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
So practice. PJ with Carmicio. PJ Car.
The dude he choked out.
Yeah.
I
can't mind him be saying his name.
I can't say it.
Yeah, PJ Carmicio, whatever, the dude.
PJ Choke Guy.
Yes. Disrespecting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're running him hard in practice. Terrific. You're using language you got no business using. You're saying crap to him you got no business saying.
Your uncle ran faster with 1 foot, boy.
In other words. You're not treating him like another human being
or
another
man. There you go.
You're treating him like this is your pet, your animal that you're training.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I would talk to you different than I would talk to Isis, the official dog of Truth Brothers Radio.
Absolutely.
That's just a given. He's pushing this dude, and he's pushing buttons on this dude. And it's not like he just jumped out of the blue and choked him. You could tell when you're ticking somebody off.
Yeah.
You can tell when you're getting under somebody's
skin. When you get
to
that point, like, man, maybe I should ease back because he looks like he'll go there. Yeah. Everybody has a look that they give somebody. Or you just know that if it's a line that I'm getting close to.
Yep. So let's go back practices before the choking.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be some incidents where Latrell can, hey, man. I don't appreciate you talking to me that way. You disrespecting me. I don't like that. Hey, man, be cool. Or with some of his teammates. Hey, man, that's just how he talk. Just walk it off.
Right.
And one of the other, hey, man, you pissing Latrell off, man. You need to stop that. Right. I'm the coach. I'll do what I want.
I'm the captain now.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Then it led up to you losing oxygen. All of a sudden, Latrell is wrong.
Yeah.
I never felt Latrell was wrong.
Never, not
I
once.
Believe you disrespected the man, and a man disrespecting a man
in,
you better
in
be prepared,
any world.
You better be prepared to go heads up.
In any world, two or four-legged world, in any man who disrespects another man, you get dealt with. That's life. That ain't even that's just the way the world works.
And after he left that team, everybody went out of the way to try to show that he was going to have some history
of acting out. He got blackballed.
But the places he went, he never got in no trouble.
I mean, he really didn't go a lot of...
It was limited.
Yeah.
But still, he didn't get in any trouble. Then he said, you know what? Hey, with this free time, he drew a circle and said, hey,
what if
this could be something?
Yeah. Hopefully he saved all them spinner checks.
I hope he did. I mean, I hope he did. More power to him.
Yeah. I mean, he was not getting because the broadcasting jobs was not happening for him. So
no.
But, I mean, it just goes to show,
you
man.
Go against what, especially in the NBA. NFL, a scotch bit different. Just a scotch.
Right.
NBA, because it's so heavily dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's nighttime in the NBA a lot.
Always.
That there's that unwritten rule that you guys, they came down on hey, the way you dress, don't like it. Making these rap albums,
First off, let's go down your list of one. You said, first off, the way they dress. I found that to be wrong. Two things. Matter of fact, there's a few things wrong with that. One, you at the point when you were telling these boys, because they were boys, when you were getting these kids, 17, 18, 19-year-olds, all they knew were the baggy pants or the hoodies or whatever to the games, right? I can understand that. One, if I'm going to a game, like when we used to travel and go to games, we wore comfortable clothes, like our jogging pants, a hoodie, because I don't want to go in a suit. What kid you know like wearing suits? What 17, 18-year-old you know likes to wear suits?
Yeah.
If they do wear suits, they're baggy. Let's be serious. So therefore, I found like, I thought at that point in time, even when that started happening, I was like, that's kind of weird. It's almost like they're trying to trend. And I said, okay, maybe they're trying to get them to grow up. And
I think that was part of the rationale.
Yes. Now, I agree with that. But I said, if that's the case, don't get them out of high school. Let them play a couple years in college and then get them, because college helps you mature. Now, another thing, when we went into the dress code, right? Fast forward from then up until now, you got the dudes coming in there wearing the skinny jeans, wearing the flooding jeans, wearing the gay socks. I'm sorry. Gay socks. You got the guys wearing the glasses with no lenses. It doesn't make sense. But fashion. NBA found a way, and this is what I put together. They found a way to take off. Okay, they're not wearing that. We're going to take the fashion and merge that world into our world.
We'd rather gayify them than thugify
them. There you go. And then on top of that, we can make money off of it.
Because
if you notice,
they backed off. The suits backed off.
Yep.
Now, I was going to say, hey, I was against the suit thing. But I had no problem with professional casual.
There you go.
I ain't got to make, okay, no problem. You don't have to wear a suit, but you're going to have to wear some slacks, nice college shirt. You don't want to wear a tie, jacket,
right.
No problem.
Right.
But you're going to GQ it up a little bit. You're going to class it up.
No doubt.
But that wasn't the lesson. You struck gold when you said, hey, we're going to train them, and then we're going to lead them where we want them.
Exactly.
And I would rather have them looking like sissies than thugs.
That's what the reason I said that,
LeBron and them wearing that crap like my daughter wear looks ridiculous.
It does. Dude, Dwayne Wade.
I don't want to see an adult dressed like a teenager.
Dwayne Wade's tight jeans that flood are no, I don't understand it. But then again, he has a fashion consultant who works for the NBA.
Hey, you look too manly right there. Put these on.
So
now you're gay.
That's the look. Real Metro gay boy. Boss clothes is what we call
it. There you go.
But Boss don't have an idea. Hey, whatever. I come new. Doesn't matter to me. But we got a call coming in right
now.
Yes,
we do. We got a call. 508, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, Justice, bro. What's going on, family?
Long time, man.
Yeah. You guys are tapping on some heavy stuff tonight, man. Figured I'd weigh in a little bit, you know.
Man, thank you.
I see it.
Hear from you.
Definitely bear witness to the emasculation that's going on out there, you know. In particular, Dwayne Wade, that light stuff he's wearing. I mean, they do set up pretty much a precedent, you know, to spread through the community with that ragtime, you know, those tight, you know, skinny suits and all that stuff. You know, it's a little weak in the leg there, you know.
For
someone
sure.
Someone is supposed to set an example out there, you know. Go ahead, brother.
No, I said he got two sons that, you know, he was just on the cover of Avity magazine a few months back during the Trayvon Martin trial with the two sons. He got custody battle from the mama. And this is what you're setting out to.
That resonates with people into the community. I mean, these are the people that, you know, we get our youth emulating, you know, Dwayne Wade and all these hip-hop guys with this you know, questionable apparel, you know. And like you say, we got these homosexuals designing this stuff for them to paint the grand scheme of the whole thing here. I mean, this is more in depth than just the NBA. It's going across the board through Hollywood, you know, music and the athletics there.
Absolutely. It's everywhere,
yeah.
Man. That all the major media networks and everybody who's in control of what you see has nothing to show you but guys, or not even want to say guys, but primarily your black men, the dudes who you look up to, being nothing, either being demeaned or they're being put into this metrosexual lifestyle
or prison style,
and make it look like, hey, this is all you have, this is all you're gonna get. So grow up, be a boy butt lover, and keep it moving. That's your life.
There you go. But I got a specific
Shout
question.
Shout out to Justice for the call, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
no, I'm putting
that
him back on in a second. I got a question I want to ask him now, and I want to be able to hear it. You are a good, strong brother who knows the beginning and the ends of the earth, if you know what I'm talking about. If you heard some of the comments that Mr. Sterling was saying, a lot of that was code speak. He was just speaking to a dummy who didn't get the code. Can you break down some of that language for us?
It speaks to a wide range of, I mean, you're separating the woman from the man right there, you know, and it's a continuation for, you know, for the future. I mean, it's going to come to a point where it's almost like Yaqub, you know, to, you know, current day.
For sure.
I mean, that's what I kind of, to a degree, that's what I got out of it. I mean, the more you separate and divide, you know, and weaken the gene, you know, essentially you end up with, you know, a whole separate race, you know, a Europeanized race.
No doubt, no doubt. He was mad because part of it he was mad about was, why are you sticking up for blacks? I know you said you have black, but obviously when we were in the bed and I was showering you with money, you promised me you was going to renounce that. You were letting that go.
You
but you're sitting here defying me, taking pictures with the big black guy.
And man, who's a
you're
legend.
You're making me think you're not down with the program I have laid out for you.
And that, you know, and I look, a man who's respected, who's held high
Magic
in
Johnson.
That league. Like, and that's not talking about Sterling people. I'm talking about Magic Johnson. That's like taking a picture with David Robinson. That's
you're
like
right.
taking a picture
Safe.
With, yeah, it's nobody who you would say, it's not like she got up there with Rodman and said, hey, y'all, look.
And Rodman now, is sporting full wood.
Right. Behind his boy pussy.
Right.
But my right. question is, would you rather, now I may say would you rather, I wanted to ask him if she posed with Dave, with Magic Johnson or Bill Laimbeer, who was the dirtiest dude I've ever seen play ball, and even when he coached the women's team, you bitches, is what he was.
I'd have whooped his ass. I'd have whooped his ass.
He told these girls, you bitches.
That's what you are. Your music told me that.
You're right.
That's what
you
are.
You dark, nappy-headed Don Imus hoes.
Your music tells me that every day. The music you play in the locker room.
Right. You all like kissing each other while the Laimbeer just stands here. You whore.
That's how he, that's what he.
No, your Chris Brown told me it's okay.
Yeah. So, it was.
Larry.
It was, that's why he got mad when she said, well, if I took a picture with Larry Bird, it'd have been cool.
Whoa,
right?
whoa.
He got mad because the dumb girl outmaneuvered him and called him on his bull.
Yes.
She outmaneuvered him. Yeah, so
honestly,
you're basically, you're a racist. That's what you're saying.
Look, to me, sort of, Larry and as far as the game goes, as far as their lifestyle, Larry and Magic on that same playing field.
Yeah.
They don't, they
they're
look.
Safe.
They're safe, guys. Cool.
They know that they're not going to say the wrong thing in public. Magic's son, on the other hand.
Yeah, EJ's a little gay.
Yeah.
He's on there like, hey, how y'all doing? I just took a little bit of magic in my mouth. But that ain't the point. Glitter bomb. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't like him.
Don't like him.
He's a 6'9" who likes 9'6" in him.
There you go. I don't. He's stupid.
Whatever.
Don't like him. You got on a television show and you gave this owner justification to say,
I don't think he gave the owner justification to say.
Okay, you're right, because he's not justified, but boy, you didn't help.
No, he didn't help, but who does?
Again.
What do we, who
no,
do we
I
have to help our
again.
Cause?
I take that back again, but it's a plot. You can, if you take the worst of any people, and everybody has dregs.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody, every race across the board, if I take a particular race, don't matter, it could be Eskimos. And I show you the worst, I go there and I show you the worst Eskimos possible and put it on, this is the reality show, Eskimos Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a terrible, I'm going to breed or instill terrible thoughts about those people.
That exactly. You're absolutely
so
right.
So every time we play the worst songs, mm-hmm. every time we do the worst on television,
we show the worst.
Every time we break our necks to tune in, and I'm not talking about scandal. I'll leave scandal out of it because it's drama and it's acting. Because, hey, an actor wants to play a full range of different roles. Now, I ain't even going to go in on that. Reality shows, allegedly, isn't acting.
Allegedly. That's so, not scripted.
When you tell the world, but see, if you in Indonesia and you're getting the real world and they're telling you that this is a reality show and this wasn't scripted and this and that, you might believe them. And you see the worst of the worst of the worst, then you believe that.
To me, it's one thing, man. We never get shown. What's crazy is you don't get shown. Yeah? Okay. You never get shown how Urban Prep had a 100% college acceptance. I don't know, 100% college acceptance. Everybody right. who graduated from that school is accepted to college.
Right.
That don't make a
good reality show.
You don't get shown.
We need Carver.
You finger.
Keep fingers turning it around.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we don't get shown.
There's a principal at Finger. Real quick, there's a principal at Finger. She's been featured on CNN doing this.
I heard that.
She is doing phenomenal things at
I did
school.
Hear about that. Well, I'm going to my finger. I'm going to my finger. Not like that either. But you don't get shown the 15-year-old. The 18-year-old girl who graduated and passed the bar and is now a lawyer at 18.
No.
You don't get black girl. You don't get shown that.
You get teen mom tonight.
You don't get shown the 11-year-old chess genius. You don't get shown those things.
You get little mouse.
Right. Who don't fuck around with them fuck arounds. And I said it.
You fuck around and get shot. Mommy, we got paid.
This is the things you don't get shown. But see, what they push to you and what this stupid idiot Donald Sterling is trying to sell you is you don't have these things. We're taking that so you can't see it because you don't have that.
And when you do it, he accuses you of stealing.
Yeah.
Because he say, hey, yeah, everybody steals from everybody, but he showed
then
black steal from us. We don't steal from anybody.
Take it a step further. The epitome of what's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world is black. But they're trying to taint what he does.
Everything. All
everything
he only gave
he
you
does.
Healthcare.
Thing he does. Y'all don't understand.
Your daughter with MS. America, take care of it because we care about one another.
The only thing I haven't seen them attack is that man's daughters. I have not
and
seen them.
They treaded lightly.
Because they know they cannot lightly. Do nothing, but they're waiting the minute that one of them put their shoes on the wrong foot.
First time they catch one of them rocking the wrong song.
Yeah. I mean, it's their kids. They're little girls, but then you got a society of wolves out there that's just itching. The dude who did that dumbass picture and had it look like Obama's hand was down his girl's pants.
Bastard.
The sick dude who put that picture out there goes to show they're waiting. They're waiting in the wings for them girls to say, see, not only is it him, not only is his crazy wife, but look what they're bringing into the White House. Now it's their daughter. Because you can't attack them because before you attack somebody and have the world believe that they're able to be killed, you have to make them killable. I have to give you a disgusting image. That's why we have a bad rep, because all they do is shove you all this stuff, snapped, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them fighting every day.
Mm-hmm.
Real Housewives of
Real
Atlanta.
Real Housewives.
Love and hip-hop. New York.
Love and hip-hop
Atlanta. All these robberies, fires. Gangbangs, rape.
Yep.
That's all they're feeding you today to the world is now scared of you.
Yep.
Not like a fear of, oh, my God, they're super intelligent. No, they fear for their safety around you. That lady who grabbed her purse tightly as you walked past with your son was thinking that you're telling your son how to reach in her purse.
Yep.
You're not teaching them the proper path to manhood.
Your culture, your music. notice when rap first came out, hip-hop first blew up.
Yeah.
Everybody kept telling you, they're this, they're that, they're the worst. They're thieves, they're murderers, they're robbers. But corporate America worked hard as hell to make sure that they took Chuck D, KRS-One, EPMD,
Rock
Big
him.
Daddy Kane, Rakim, mm-hmm. Gangsta, uh-huh. and turned them into Lil Wayne, Drake, Birdman,
Rich Homie Quan. Rich Homie Quan. Young.
What's that knuckle from here? The young boy. I'm finally rich.
Not Big Sean.
No, the finally rich, the young boy.
Which one?
The idiot. From here.
It's a lot of
I'm
them.
Finally rich. That's that ish I don't like.
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef.
Yeah, okay.
They took people who Chuck D was on Nightline. Mm. Do you understand? Chuck D was on the premier news channel at the time defending his point about a music video and respecting us as a people. And now you got Chief Keef. Let's get Lil Bone Bone shot. Whatever.
He actually just got shot because his cousin got killed.
Whatever. Did the bullet do its job?
I don't know. He might still be walking. There it is. Boy, there you go.
Yeah, well. Can't make an omelet.
You live and you learn, right?
Right.
But no. But I feel you.
They work hard to reinforce the idea that they have of you. They work very hard. This bastard had a reinforced idea, and he wanted to make it a reality every day.
You know what's crazy?
I'm convinced that team stayed in the gutter for so inconceivably long is because he was – because the
they were
exposure
like, I'm
they
not
had
going to
this
New York.
Dude.
I'm not going to L.A. That's what if I go to L.A., it'll be for the Lakers. I can believe that.
I mean, when you look at the history, remember they used to have talks about what is wrong with the Clippers, because usually every team who has been bad for a while has their time in the sun.
Right.
Everybody goes from worst to first to worst, and
right.
back and forth.
Right.
That's what the league wants.
Yeah.
NFL got it down to a science now.
Dude, I said that. Look, Oklahoma is a fairly new team.
Yes.
But they, for the last 4 years, they've
yes.
been a force.
Yes.
A force.
Charlotte Hornets came into the league
yeah.
and was a stronger force than the L.A. Clippers.
That's
everybody, you could bring people into the league and they would teams into the league and they would do better than them. It had to be
I
the
used
environment.
I throw my L.A. Clipper basketball cards away because it was nothing.
It was useless.
It was,
right.
Yeah, I used this
Put
for
them on
my
the bike.
Bike. There you go. Hear that flacking sound. Yeah. No, I told you, and to go back to what I was saying, the fact that this dude's comments is not outraging people like it should. I mean,
not
it is.
Not outraging you guys because we ain't hearing from
you. No, it is, but the fact that it's not is due to the fact that what you see, even your own people, even what we see, you might even agree with them. Some of you subconsciously might agree with what he's saying. Like, man, you know, I don't like taking pictures with us because I don't trust us. That's a problem we have. We don't trust us. Just my point of view. Just a little divine rant. But I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to why. I mean, I love what Lucy said. I love what she wrote. I love what she put in there. I do. It makes a lot of sense, everything she said. But at the same time, yes, we make dumb music because we love dumb music. We love dumb music is because that's all they're going to give us is dumb music. But we got to take a real quick break, man. We'll be back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon, telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, friend or follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers.
Brothers Radio.
Memories on corners with the foes and the moles. Watch up the store for the road, talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking, some for blow up they nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows. In they socks and they stoves, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't know.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're going off on a tirade. We're talking about the NBA racism, Donald Sterling, and the whole mess. 818-514-1202 is the number. Feel free to push that number one and make a comment. I applaud the LA Clippers for showing unity, having some standards, and I believe that the standard they set is they're playing these games for each other.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Doc Rivers don't leave.
Yeah.
That's your team, sir.
Yes, that's your team.
That's your team. Fight. You might could come out of this damn thing the owner. Play it right.
Yeah.
You might could come out of this team the owner. Because this is a good time
they'd love
to push him
you,
out.
Yeah.
And, hey, Bill, maybe Bill Cosby would like to own a. This is a good time for one of us to say, majority stake. So that way we can sit in all the meetings and make sure that they speak right. I'll make sure. Because, again, I'm not that naive to think that every owner that's outraged about this is truly outraged. So they saying, boy, him and his big mouth, I knew he would blow it for us one day.
Yeah, and that's what I believe. I believe that when it all is said and done, that I believe, like you said, 85% kind of roll like that because they put money.
The ones who've been owning these teams for generations, look, the first people coming to my mind is the McCaskies. I'm sorry. I just firmly believe, and I love the Bears, but I firmly believe that the McCaskies are just used to owning Negroes. I believe they feel that. That Walter was a good runner. He's a good boy.
We could have got that kidney for him, but we're McCaskies.
But Indiana coach, I can't think of his name right now.
The one that's now?
No, the one that liked to throw chairs and punch
Bob
kids.
Knight?
Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight, I believe, and 818-514-1202, so this is just what I believe, it's just my opinion, but I believe he don't like knuckles. No way, shape, or form. He knows how to use them.
Yeah.
He'll use the hell out of you.
Yeah.
He'll use you. I believe Charles Barkley didn't get on the Olympic team, not because he wasn't skilled enough. I don't think he liked that knuckle swagger. I don't think he liked that knuckle style.
That could be true. That could very well be true.
That's just how I feel.
Which Olympic? Not the dream team. That's what he's talking about?
No, this is before. This is when Michael Jordan won his first goal as a
I got you. Okay,
before the Dream Team.
I got you. Okay, he was there. All right. Yeah, no doubt. I totally agree with you.
That's what I feel.
No,
that's what some of these guys are used to handling blacks, and I'm trying to say this in the softest. You had overseers. You had slave breakers. And I believe that some of them have turned into coaches and trainers, and I know how to get the best out of this. And he sure know how to speak to him. It's just little things, especially back in the day.
Yeah, another friend of mine, man, a guy named Craig Combs, man, real smart, cool dude. He actually put up that he had a picture, and right next to every picture he had, you know, like they have a little comment. The NBA scout was your slave, the dude who went and found your slave when he broke away. Of course, your owner was your owner. Your slaves, the basketball players were the slaves, and the cheerleaders were the slave, the masters or whatever like that. And I'm going through the line, I'm looking, and I'm like, it's another, like when he had a picture of all the draftees, and he had under it, he had a picture of all the black men or whatever that was on the auction, quote unquote auction block, with the white man standing
the
in the middle.
Yeah,
and he had the, and I was looking like,
and
well,
let's
I'll
see
be
his reaction. You're owned by the Chicago Bulls now.
Yeah,
how you feel?
Yeah,
you have to. It's just a fine line. Is all we're saying. It's a fine line. I don't believe that it's overtly set up like that. I don't believe it's overt.
No.
I believe it's covert, and I believe for some people with that sick mind, that reinforcement makes them feel good. A lot of people who don't like NBA players, they make too much money. In other words, I don't like the control they think they have or the freedom they think they have because they got money. Play ball and make me happy. The NBA walks a real fine line with controlling what young black men do so they don't upset and scare the overwhelmingly white fans
Absolutely.
Who can afford the tickets.
Absolutely. Now, that I agree with.
When that fight broke out in the stands
up in Detroit,
nobody afterwards, at first, when it first happened, some of the broadcasters, some of the people in ESPN in the studios at that time went in on a fan that threw the cup at the fans who started the fight. But as time went on, it slid to the players and how wrong the players were. When you got an NBA player whose wife is in the stands and she's getting yelled at and accosted by a white fan, and you don't expect a husband to go into the crowd and check a motherfucker for speaking crap to his wife, you're crazy.
Absolutely.
You're crazy.
That's anybody at any profession.
That's a man and that's his wife. And you see some strange man yelling and pointing his fingers at your wife, game over. Time out.
At least.
Time out.
I'm using this code.
I got to go check somebody.
Find me later.
And nobody could see that as being reasonable. Nobody.
Well, a person can see it as reasonable.
I'm talking about media.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say.
I'm talking about
media. Of course, because media wants to put the twist of Ron Artest, the thug, crazy gangbanger. Everybody, we need to fear these men because of it. That's why.
Yes, and got mad when he won a championship. Got mad.
Yeah. But some, very few broadcasters and analysts like Stephen A. said, man, it's a big turnaround from what we saw before of him.
Amazing what medication can do.
Daddy, who knew a little legalized marijuana would get that man's mind right? No, I mean, but, excuse me, it's just, to me, I feel like that was a stand, that was a shot, though. Even though we do say, okay, man, maybe the man, like your scenario, man's getting his wife, is getting talked crazy to, whatever, blah, 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 blah. The NBA is going to look at you.
Yeah.
As a representative of my organization,
yeah, exactly.
And going to say, hey man, regardless of what goes on in there, you have to represent this company.
Exactly.
So,
and then you got to be strong enough to say, that's right. And as an NBA player, I stand up and protect women, to my wife, and my family. I'm not going into the stands as a thug. I'm going to the stands as a man protecting my wife from a lunatic.
And then they're, you know exactly what they're going to say.
Oh, I feel you. But this is where you, hey, this is where.
That's what security's for.
Right, yeah, no.
No, I got
that's,
you.
Again, that's your woman. Again, that's the, hey, there's certain things Don't you know who that was you was messing with? You knew who you was throwing popcorn at.
Right.
You knew it.
Yeah. I totally agree.
You knew it.
I you get no argument out of me.
Again, and because you're right. That's exactly what they'll say. So I would say,
put it like this.
Hey,
at
as
your
an
job,
organization.
Right now.
Well, I wasn't even going to go there. I was going to say, as an organization, as the NBA, an upstanding organization, A, I want to see this owner gone.
No doubt.
That because I don't represent him.
No.
I don't represent him in that brand. Two, let's get some historical stuff correct. Remember in the 1970s when the New York Knicks started five black men for the first time ever, they were called the New York Knickerbockers. In the press, where were you standing up then? When I can trust you, when I can trust you as an organization to protect my wife, you'll show me stuff like this. Correct this stuff, and I'll trust you. Till then, I don't trust you. Just saying.
Totally agree. Yeah. I didn't want to do that out loud. But try to hold that with it. But no, I totally agree, man. My biggest issue though is what I want to see done. I can't even say what I want to see. I'm curious as to how the new commissioner will handle this. I'm literally waiting at the TV. I'm watching SportsCenter. I'm listening to everything already because I would love to see how he handles this.
Will he nut out?
The question is, whatever decision he decides to render, will people think it's enough?
If he is not on the phone with them owners and said, hey, he's making you guys, the longer we wait on this,
right,
the longer it's going to look
you
like
hounded
you all are in agreement with this. He's got to go. You guys have to come together and tell him, you got to go.
But
you have to leave, sir. Do it quick and get it over with, because the longer you drag it out,
they're going to want more.
The longer you drag it out, the more people going to be able to find justification in their own stupidity.
True.
You let this go to the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. You let this drag out as an underlining story as we go to the finals. You don't want this haunting your finals. I say 2 weeks. End it. You got 2 weeks. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. Because the Bulls are about to be eliminated, and Joakim Noah's liable to say anything
that he wants to.
He grew up in Europe, sir.
Yeah.
He think he's free.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Europe now.
You've blown my trip. Unpack my bags.
No.
You're just a born fighter.
The Michael Kors
fight. I thought you was lightening up for me. I bought you all of that bleaching cream. Sisters. Yeah. 818-514-1202. Yeah. What the hell? What in the blue blazes is wrong with you bleaching your skin?
I just want to be...
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to get a little personal.
Yeah.
A little personal. I had a friend I talked to while I was at work one day. And this was last Friday, man. And she's very attractive girl, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, she's an attractive female, you know. And she felt ugly. And I'm like, why? Why do you feel ugly? You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I never said that. But
because David Donald said so.
Donald T. Sterling says I'm not good enough. But she would always say that she was teased as a kid about her complexion. Oh, you're blacky, black, 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 black. And it's manifest until today. And she does not like that her skin, the complexion of her skin.
And love yourself.
That's, I'm telling, I'm like, and she's not, she's not ugly. That's what I'm like. Even if you were teased at that age, she's not ugly. She's a very nice-looking female, And she just don't understand. She don't understand that you can't take the Europe, what other kids' parents are teaching them, and they're teaching them that straight hair is constitutes as beauty. They're teaching that the light of your skin are constitutes beauty, and that's not the case. You do not have to accept the fact that somebody tells you the blacker you are, the uglier you are.
You'll never be light enough.
Oh, no.
Stop it. Love yourself. You'll
Indeed.
Never be light enough.
And I
this girl boning the billionaire is in trouble with him because he's not, because she's not light enough.
And she's lying.
And you're lying. I'm going to buy into the lie and say that you're half white. You're running around. He's saying you're supposed to be half white
or
Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You can't act like this. That was the underlying rule to the relationship. You can't act like you're comfortable with blacks or being seen around blacks because you're supposed to be half white or Mexican.
Everybody's tolerated except for us.
But
everybody's
wanted,
talking.
But we need you for the music. We need you for the dance. We need you for the sports. We need you for the invention.
They're taking your stuff. Look,
and accusing you of stealing your own stuff. You want to steal Egypt. You keep trying to say you were in Egypt. We
that's
were.
Not for you.
You stole it. We're trying to take it back. Jesus. Jesus. you took Jesus.
From
you
them.
Whitened him up. You put bleach skin cream all on him.
Sosa's bleach cream.
And now we want to take him back. And you're accusing us of stealing what's ours.
Don't worry, kids. Jesus and Santa Claus is white. Be.
Don't worry. Some things are set in stone.
But no. What I'm saying is.
But look at what she said about that. That gave her comfort.
Yes.
And she's accusing us
because
of trying to take away the things that's comforting to her.
Because that's why she said, look, don't worry, kids. In case you were scared, let me help you.
Santa will never break into your house and steal things. He's not black.
Yes. That it was a Family Guy had a scene that as crazy, and he got a movie coming out that's crazy, man. Oh,
I
got to see that. But anyway, love Seth MacFarlane, man. I wish I could. I just sit down with that dude. I would pay.
If we ever can become two characters, even in a brief skit on Family Guy,
I'll take it.
Career set.
Smash me. Hey, kill my character on that. Just make me look stupid. I don't care. That's enough for me. But when he said, Stewie was sitting there with all the cultures that he got adopted by accident, and he was sitting there with a whole bunch of cultures of rainbow, or what they call the rainbow of kids, an Asian, white kid, black kid, all these other, Mexican, all these other kids. And they were trying to figure out what color was Santa Claus, right? The kid says, y'all got it all wrong. Santa's Asian. So the white kid says, Santa can't be Asian because he don't drive in the left lane doing 2 miles an hour with his blinker on, right? So here you go.
Wait. Wait a minute. Gotta do it right.
So the kid says, the other guy, the Mexican kid says, no, Santa's Mexican. Y'all ain't heard the adopted mom and dad told us so. It was like, no, Santa doesn't bring burritos to put in the stocking, right? Right? So Stewie's there like rubbing his hands. And here come Mobutu and the clan. No, Santa's black. They all looked at him and said, Santa can't be black because we don't fear him.
Like magic.
We. Not like one.
All of them.
We as a community.
You heard it. If you're black, stay back.
We don't fear him. I threw my hands up, and a part of me
said,
wanted to say,
you're an evil one, sir.
But damned if that ain't what they think.
It's what they, right. The joke isn't the incel. The joke is the racism.
Yes.
And that's the hidden golden nugget inside the joke.
Yes.
The joke's on you for being scared of us.
Speaking of that.
But you're only scared of us if you put us on TV, you love us.
Yeah.
You'll let your young white 15-year-old teenage white girl go to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne can pour brew and lick down her shirt, and you'll be happy.
You know why they'll be happy? Because we'll be happy with it. Here's what's crazy.
But heaven forbid the young boy who's getting straight A's and going to law school wants to take your daughter to prom.
Girl, quit dating that loser. He's a square. It's going to take him too long to get money, girl.
Drake is just light enough to be okay. The Rock had your food for a long time.
Didn't he, y'all?
Some of y'all got real upset when you found out The Rock was black. Hurt a lot of people.
I don't even think The Rock's fully embraced it yet.
The Rock ain't. Because
he got
running
that
from it.
Dumb.
Rock is running
let
hard.
Let me not say dumb. He has a, I was going to say dumb big, but he has a huge Samoan tattoo on his. Oh,
this is me.
See, look, that's pride in itself, and I have no problem
no
with that.
No problem.
Embrace your pride, man, if that's your culture, man. I want to get a whole sleeve done.
Who's
with
running
my
harder, The Rock or Tiger?
I would say The Rock. I would say The Rock. Tiger's
black at the IHOP at 2 in the morning with the white waitress. He black as hell. Hey, baby.
So you going to put these pancakes on my plate or not?
I've seen Tiger play.
Yeah.
Yes. Carl Hill. Oh, it's a lot of black come out.
Yeah.
Holds his balls and everything.
There it is.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He
go junk checking.
Oh, he junk checked. He
in
walked up.
Face.
He strolled up to the tee. Yeah.
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 See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and he hasn't had a Tiger Woods game in what?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's still ranked number one. He just ain't won a major.
Not. He's not ranked number one. Phil Mickelson is.
No.
Since when?
Since like 3 years ago.
Nah.
He's number one money player. He just hasn't won.
I mean, ranked number one?
Yes. He hasn't won a major in a while. But he's won tournaments. He just ain't won a major.
Because last time I checked, he was bumped out of number one for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute. When the white girl went ham on that Tahoe.
After that,
yes.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago, he got his ranking back, and he's been number one. Yeah. He's just not. Yeah, look it up.
No. We're going to look that up. We're going to look that up, and we're going to find out before the show's over, aren't we?
We're going to play that,
okay.
Jeopardy music.
We'll talk about, better yet.
But what? Don't run Iman. From yourself.
Yeah, shout out to the front friend, man. This is more people telling you, look, embrace your skin, baby. Black is beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you anything different.
Be you.
I love black. I love dark skin.
Be you.
I love
if them. You're white, be you. Be happy with who you are. If you're black, be happy with who you are.
There's nothing wrong with being called African either. Why
nothing.
People, why do...
Don't call me African.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nothing, dude.
Yes, they got problems over there. Yes, they do. We got problems over here. You're right. They hacking up huts, going 40 going off over there. But, boy, if we ain't quick to shoot up a neighborhood, you ain't got too much.
Yeah. I can dodge a spear better than I can dodge a bullet. That's all I'll say. Now, call me wrong, but I'm doing right.
There you go.
I can. There it is.
But it's just not, it's not good. Stop running from yourself.
Quit letting them think that your
quit
land
thinking
is dirty.
That Europe
nasty.
Is sugar and spice and everything nice.
Right.
Europe is not a utopia. It's not. There's parts of Europe that don't have indoor plumbing.
And he said
it's
it like,
true.
He said
understand.
It like, you ruined my play. You ruined me from going to Atlantis.
I was going.
We.
Call Namor and tell him I ain't coming.
He said Europe like, damn it, that's heaven. You stopped me from going to heaven.
With your fighting. And I was going to take you and said you were my Spanish whore.
And you do this to me?
How dare you?
I can't.
Instagramming.
And grabbing on that man. that tall black man. He makes me feel insecure about my pecker.
That he stole from us.
His is full of bumps and AIDS, and he still gets more than me.
It's full of what?
Bumps and AIDS.
Don't bust that bump.
And he
don't
still gets more than me.
Magic Johnson and Don't Bust That Bump.
A Shelly Perry production.
Oh.
But, yes, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We've had a...
And I know we surprised you guys. We know we ambushed you with this.
Sorry about this. This is just new.
We will be talking about how long you should wait. We'll cover the topic now in 2 minutes. It's always a good time to break a brother off.
Yeah, there you
Anytime's
go.
Anytime's a good time.
Whenever you're ready. You're not a whore. You're just sexually liberated. Whenever you want to go ahead
Whenever
and say,
you
know what?
Like, yeah, sharing that treat, share that treat.
Get a side dude. That side dude or nah?
What?
That's my joint now. I told you, man. That is my thing now.
You gonna get that side dude or nah?
You gonna get that side dude or nah? You gonna give me them panties or nah?
That's a song.
Yeah. Or nah?
That's the name of it.
Or nah? Yeah. That's the name of the song, man. You never heard that? We play it next week. Play it for the people.
Wow. We got to do a Raising the Bar.
Really?
Yes.
Well, is this show over
when
or not?
When you got to make a song, call it or no, we got to do a raise in the bar.
Or no. You going to finish that in that bag or no? That's...
Lady. We used to talk about candlelight and dinner.
They don't want
and
that.
And the moon shimmering in the sky.
They don't want that.
Now it's, are you going to give me brains or no? That's where we at. Come on.
Girl, he talking to
Come
me like a real.
On.
You know what? I put up something, and I know we might be ending this a little bit, but I put up something the other day on my Instagram. Shout out anybody who want to follow me on Instagram, man, AfriKing, AFRI_KING. That's my name. Look me up, right? Like that, right? That's smooth, right? So anyway.
I ain't African.
No. You're not African or AfriKing. Anyway. I put up something the other day. I don't want to use this as like no closing remarks or nothing, but this is what I said. I said, some women take pride in calling themselves real bitches. I mean, a bad bitch. Some dudes take pride in calling themselves a real nigga. I take pride in saying that I don't know any of them. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Deal with that.
Check it out. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a saying. Now, I tell you, if I can't change the people around me, I change the people around me. Simple.
Awesome show today. Thank everybody who sat there and listened to Truth Brothers Radio tonight.
Yeah,
I know
like
we caught
y'all off guard. We gave you a boomerang.
Yeah.
We gave you a boomerang, but I don't think this story going nowhere.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, Sterling, eat a dick.
There you go. I ain't even gonna. Don't get mad.
Whatever, man.
That's how we gonna leave it
That's
off.
That's how we gonna end the show, man.
There you go.
You got word. You gotta say something to Sterling, man.
Say something to Sterling. You're gonna be on the streets soon. Ain't your team no more.
I'm the captain now.
Doc, take the team, man. Take the team.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Get your thing together, man. Anyway, great show, man.
We had a G-Network presentation. We're going to let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers.
Then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
See y'all 2 weeks. Two fingers.
Don't sweat the technique.